work all night and I drink a rum. Daylight come and me one go home. Stack banana till the morning come. Daylight come and me one go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me one go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me one go home. Day-o, it's a day-o. Daylight come and me one go home. Day-o, it's a day, it's a day, it's a day, it's a day, it's a day. Daylight come and me one go home.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I am in a rather quirky mood at the moment, and the song I was rendering so horribly just now would appear to be irrevocably stuck in my head. That's because my friend Kim and I were discussing it last night, and talking about how much it scared us when we were kids. The part that goes, "In the beautiful bunch, a ripe banana. Daylight come and me one go home. Hide the deadly black tarantula." We were scared that if we reached into a bunch of bananas, say in the store or something, we'd actually find a tarantula in there. Anyhow, so ever since we started talking about that, the song has been totally stuck in our heads. An earworm that we could not get rid of, so we had to buy it on iTunes. We actually found a really cool live version as well, which we did not get. We just got the standard one from 1956. With Harry Belafonte, of course. The inimitable Harry Belafonte. Anyhow, I have had a really lovely past 24 hours, so I thought I would do a little update-y-boo about that. Yesterday, of course, I had the body and soul service at my church to attend, and that was really nice. The whole day was just wonderful. The service itself was very uplifting, which did not surprise me. I was sure it would be. And then, of course, we had a lovely social time afterward at the luncheon, as you will have heard if you listened to the bit of atmospheric recording that I did there. I meant to post the dessert part of the luncheon as well, but unfortunately my recorder fell down in my purse, unbeknownst to me at the time, and it was really muffled, so I didn't think it was worth putting up there on Audio Boom. But that was really nice as well, and I had the most divine coconut brownie cake that my friend Beth made. Oh, my word, it was like sin on a plate. So, of course, I was on the cleanup crew after that, and the guy whose patronizing attitude I'd been stressing about was actually as nice as pie to me yesterday. He didn't try to tell me what to do or where to go or how to do something or intimate that I couldn't do something, which was great. Perhaps someone talked to him, I'm not sure. I didn't ask. I just took things as they came. And then, after that, I went back home and threw a few things in a bag and took the bus over to visit my friend the Kimmers. Yay! And our friend Brian was also there, so we spent a really enjoyable afternoon and evening together. Kim made lasagna and garlic bread. It wasn't homemade, but it was still absolutely excellent. And, yeah, we had a really fun time talking and listening to stuff and chatting with people on Skype and just horsing around and being nutty. Well, I was certainly nutty. I can't speak for those two. What am I not nutty? So, Brian left around, I think, 20 to 10 last night, and I stayed over with Kim until this morning. And her dad very kindly gave me a ride to a convenient bus stop. So I was able to make my way home, and it's a really nice day. Windy as all get out, but so sunny. I actually love weather like this. It makes me feel vibrant and alive. These brisk, breezy days just, for some reason, heighten my mood, and I don't know, I just find them fulfilling somehow. I have no idea what my plans are for this weekend. I don't know if my parents are having a Thanksgiving get-together or not. My mom was thinking of doing that on Monday because she's busy on Saturday and Sunday. But she's not sure yet. Excuse me. And my parents are notorious spur-of-the-moment planners. So I guess I will find out later what's going on. This is going to sound incredibly selfish, but in a way, I wish, I mean, I'd love to go and see them. That would be great. But I wish I didn't have to take the bus to get there, because it's really expensive nowadays, and I've spent so much money on stuff for the wedding and just other things lately, things that I needed to buy. And I don't know, my dad is retired now, so he has a lot of time on his hands, and he could come and get me if he wanted to. And I'd be more than glad to pay some gas money. Don't get me wrong, that would be fine. But he would rather not take the time, usually, to do that, which means I have to take the bus, and it's kind of annoying. Oh, well. It's just, you know, I'm gonna have to, if I go this weekend, I'm gonna have to take the bus then, and then I'll also have to take the bus on the weekend of the 25th when the wedding is. And I just would rather not shell out a whole lot of cash right now. Feel free to call me a cheapskate or a penny pincher or a tightwad or whatever you want to call me, but that's just the way things stand. So I don't know. I mean, I do want to see my family, and I'm sure I would have a good time. I'm just sort of reluctant to spend money if I don't have to. So we shall see what the weekend brings. Anyhow, guys, I think I'll go for now and put this up and then put up a few recordings that I made yesterday. Rayo, have a fantastic day. Oh, it would help if I knew where the stop button was, yeah.